The candidate filing period for Juneau's local election opened at 8 a.m. sharp on Friday. And like clockwork, Juneau residents Nano Brooks and Emily Mesh were patiently waiting outside of City Hall, sipping some coffee and chatting till the time struck. Brooks and Mesh ran for seats on the assembly last year, but lost to Ella Adkisson and Paul Kelly. This time around, they're running against each other. But Brooks says he hopes to see more people turn out too.
The more people that run, the better, you know. I love seeing people get involved and throwing their hat in the race.
In this October's local election, there will be 6 open seats. 3 on the assembly, including the mayor's seat, and 3 on the school board. There are also a few ballot propositions. All of the open seats can be filled by anyone who is qualified to vote in Juneau and has been a resident for at least 1 year. The last day to file is on July 22nd. Brooks and Mesh are vying for the assembly seat that represents parts of the Mendenhall Valley, Auk Bay, and out the road. Mesh says she'll advocate for the same thing she did last year: more housing, supporting schools, and balancing cruise ship tourism. She says what's different this time around is the rising stakes of those issues.
Well, I think on some level everything is being at least attempted, but I think those are the things that we need to redouble our efforts on and making sure that we really find a solution for them.
Brooks says he and Mesh share similar goals, and he also wants to focus his campaigning on the recent hospital and school funding crises. And he says he hopes some of the ballot propositions can help boost voter turnout.
I think this is all good things for getting people engaged and getting into the topics of the community. Regardless of the topic on the ballot initiatives, when ballot initiatives are brought forth like this, that shows active community members. And that's always a great thing, you know?
City Clerk Beth McEwen was ready to go Friday morning to help the pair file their paperwork. She says she recommends that people file sooner rather than later. There's more information on how to do that on the election tab on the city's website.
Don't wait until the last minute on the last day, because sometimes people get confused as to which forms to turn in. So we want to be able to help and facilitate that, and we don't want to have to disqualify someone because they turned in the wrong form.
The clerk's office will be updating the website with certified candidates throughout the filing period. In an interview with KTOO in late June, incumbent Mayor Beth Weldon said that she planned to run for a third term this election.
It's been extremely tough decisions to make, especially with my husband Greg's passing. But I just come back to the same thoughts that I'm committed to Juneau, and I think I still have some things to offer.
But Assembly members Michelle Hale and Wahalgadog Barbara Blake say they don't plan to run again. The school board seats that are opening up are currently filled by Will Muldoon, Elizabeth Sidden, and Amber Fromhurst. All 3 told KTOO in May that they were still deciding whether to run again. Ballots will be mailed to registered voters beginning on September 12th and must be postmarked or returned by October 1st. In Juneau, I'm Clarice Larson.